News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Overnight, the United States has said that three U.S. ships in the Strait of Hormuz were attacked but not damaged, and they said that they responded with self-defense strikes. With us is Fawaz Gurjez, who is Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics and Political Science. Fawaz, the sort of sense over the last couple of days had been that there was a general cooling of hostilities and there was optimism around the prospects for peace talks achieving something. Do these attacks undermine that momentum?
Well, first of all, good morning. First of all, I don't think the optimism was warranted. I think it's President Trump who basically tweets contradictory mixed messaging from threatening to blow off Iranian forces off the face of the earth to saying, well, look, we have made major progress. For our listeners, the Americans and the Iranians are way, way off from reaching a settlement. There is a massive, huge divide between the two sides. In fact, we are in a situation, what I call a limbo, no war and no peace. Would I be surprised if the situation continues for the next few months? No. I mean, think about it. When Israel's war in Gaza started in October, people say, well, look, a few days, a few months, it will end by Christmas. Well, it has lasted for almost 3 years, and the war has never ended in Gaza. I don't know if your listeners know, but Israel basically bombs Gaza on almost daily basis. So the optimism was not warranted. The ceasefire is very fragile. It's a very precarious situation. Even though neither side wants to renew hostilities, I could easily see miscalculation. A trigger could really renew low-intensity warfare. So all in all, I think we are in a stalemate. And we have to wait and see
on that,
what happens in the next few days.
That stalemate, surely there are pressures on both sides that incentivize them to try to end that stalemate. On the one side with the Americans, the political pressure of the coming midterms, and on the other side with the Iranians, the economic difficulties that they are undoubtedly feeling as a function of what the US has done to their capacity to export.
You're absolutely correct. The question is, can they really bridge the divide between themselves? I mean, I believe President Trump is desperate. He is desperate to get out what he has done, he and Benjamin Netanyahu. He wants a way out. He wants an agreement. His political situation is very dire. Inflation, American public opinion opposes the war by a huge majority. The world economy is in a terrible shape. Midterm elections are coming up very soon. But he wants an agreement on his own terms. He wants Iran to submit to his terms. And here comes Iran. Iran believes that it has a stronger hand than President Trump. Iran has survived the war. It has blocked the Strait of Hormuz. It's suffering tremendously economically. But the reality is the Iranians are basically, they gamble that President Trump will basically, scream first. So the Iranians are really waiting for President Trump to basically, accept a compromise settlement in which Iran gets some of its, conditions and demands. So far, neither side seems to be willing to, cry first.
Fawaz, thank you very much. Fawaz Gurjez, Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics and Political Science.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.